once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. As the days pass and our countdown to Christmas, the nature of questions coming into the North Pole differ and take on a whole new urgency. Something some folks are feeling some urgency about these days comes from Christmas stockings. Joining us from the tiny little Department of Redundancy Department is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what does the Department of Redundancy Department have to do with Christmas stockings? It was my thought that they were all about double-checking the efforts of Operation Merry Christmas to make sure nothing gets missed. Why are you there?
Well, Frank, lists, as you know, are something of a staple in the work of Operation Merry Christmas, and stockings are something that's on Santa's list. It's a detail he wants to get right, and one that he doesn't want to overlook. And that's why the elves in the Department of Redundancy Department are speaking out about Christmas stockings. They concern themselves with getting things right.
Okay, so why all this last-minute anxiety about Christmas stockings? What are people worried about?
I think it comes from a well-placed intention of doing the right thing, Frank. Just as folks try to make their Christmas trees look just so, or their Christmas cookies with the right ingredients, they want their Christmas stockings to comply with whatever Santa requires in order to fill them.
Wow, Crash, that's never crossed my mind. What does Santa require in Christmas stockings?
Only that they be hung by the chimney with care, Frank.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, that's what the anxiety is about. Somebody posted this thing on the internet, and now it's gone viral, as people are now debating everything from the size, the color, and even the correct way to hang a stocking.
There's a correct way?
Well, not that I've ever been told, but there's a whole new raging Christmas debate about it, like the angel or the star on your Christmas tree, or whether you open your presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. Only this one's more OCD than just about any Christmas debate we've ever heard, Frank. The question boils down to whether you hang your stocking with the toe pointing to the left or to the right.
You have got to be kidding me. What does the Department of Redundancy Department say about that?
Yeah, they say Santa won't notice one way or the other, Frank. They say just hang the dumb thing. They say it doesn't make a political statement, it doesn't influence what Santa brings you for Christmas, and hanging it one way or the other cannot cause offense to a party that prefers it to hang another way. Just hang that baby.
Crash, I've heard of weird debates in my day, but this one takes the candy cane.
Well, that's another debate that's raging out there, Frank.
Thanks, Crash. It's nice to know that in these troubled times, people can be so open-minded when it comes to the fun stuff at Christmas. I'm hanging my stocking this year by the chimney with I Don't Care. From the North Pole Newsroom, I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.